Now, in this section, we're going to take a look at the three component chart, which is probably a little bit large for your monitor, but you can always print it out or you can scroll around and take a look at it. It's the title is the T theory confidence indicator with its two component funds, FAGIX, which is Fidelity's capital and income, and VUSTX, which is a long-term government bond fund. These represent two opposite extremes of very conservative and very defensive in the treasuries, and very aggressive as far as bonds are concerned relative to good things happening in an uptrend. So I will share you some of the thoughts that led me to believe why you wanted to be in the why FAGIX was such a good thing coming out of the bottom, and then show you that in the third chart on the bottom side, you have the unloved best bond which is generally good for a bear market, and we have entered a buy zone in that one. But you have to remember that in bonds, what you're looking for is you're looking for yield, and this chart doesn't show yield. Its yield is basically about 3 weeks ago we did a chart where we showed the yields on the treasuries. We'd like to get them up to around 5%. That were like the long term treasury is about 4.5%, and you'd like to get it up to 5. But we're in a situation where people don't like these things, and they can't balance the budget or the new Congress and so forth. There's always a possibility that you can get a real sharp drop that would drive the yield on the best bonds for a downtrend, which would be VUSTX or its equivalent, into a range that is would take the price down towards the previous lows, which was like probably 10.25, between 10.0 and 10.15, and try to push the bonds up over 5%. Somebody sent me a comment and says, the best bond strategy is always to seek the highest yields, but that's the same thing as saying you're buying the lowest price. Okay, so when you're talking about prices, it's always buy low, sell high. Okay, so what we're trying to do is trying to get a low price here on the bottom zones, but we talk about it in terms of yields because that's the way you tend to think about what bonds are good for. Let me recount I'm going to start it at the bottom of the chart. Now I'm going to go up to the next level, which is Fidelity is probably its best conservative fund over the last since 1977, Fidelity Capital and Income Fund. And you'll notice that I put into the chart, starting way back in the early history, I have this red toppy, and then you go down and I got bottomy, which is probably a new word, and then I went up back and I got toppy, the last top, and then we got bottomy again, and we've come up, and we can't find any toppiness in this going through. It had a correction and so forth, but it hasn't had that multiple top type thing. And so as far as when you're looking, what is the best bond, that's the current best bond because it's going up. Okay, it yields around 6%, and that's good, but it would seem to have limited upside potential. But it is possible that actually a lot of people will continue to buy this because it has a good record and so forth, and that would be on the conservative side. Now, I will relate to you the experience I had in finding the bottomy this last time here, and remembering that I had already seen the bottomy for the early 03 bottom, and that's a late 02 bottom. But what happens is that when you're looking at this in terms of price, you see these tops and bottoms, but what you're really looking for is yields. So, for example, if you go back into the period coming into the 02 low, late 02 low, what happens is you start looking around for things that have high yields in them. You would have you would tend to be gravitated to this as the prices came down here, because the yield is getting to be like 10%. In other words, you buy the bond and you're going to get a yield of 10% over for some long term period of history, because the bond has some length to it. And what happens is that's sort of a tipping point at 10%, because over the last 60 years prior to 2000, it was generally assumed that equities, taking the S&P 500, could only yield, on a total return basis, that is the dividends and the capital appreciation, about 10 to 12% per annum. So if you, somebody gives you a bond, which is a somewhat more conservative, could be a somewhat more conservative investment, when it gets to the 10 to 12% area, it tends to attract value investors, and that's what happened in this case. So anyway, so you had the rally, and you had the top in 07, and then you came down. This time, when we came down, because the crisis was so deep in 08, what happened is that the yields were actually going above 12% because there was a bankruptcy potential problem that the bonds are on marginal companies. And they're actually going up to 14, 15, 16%. And then it made the bottomy pattern, and it made a retest and so forth. And then it turned and it came out of that once the Federal Reserve came to the rescue and so forth. A similar case could happen you notice that my note in the lower chart is buying zone under 52-week moving average. So it's underneath the 52-week moving average. Does that mean that's a buy? Well, you don't know, but it certainly is in a range to do it. But because you have a market activity projection, intermediate T number 3 going into May 1, and best bonds for a bull market, which is considered to be an extension of the bull market, is the FAGEX, which is the riskier, higher yield bonds, there's always an option for somewhere along the line for the government bonds to break down in a selling climax, which you can't see on the chart, but in retrospect, at the end of the year, at the end of this year, you could look back and see that it went all the way down to the 10.5 level, or it dipped a little bit below because Congress can't come to any agreement on the deficits. The deficits are growing like crazy anyway, and so that people lose confidence in the dollar as a foreigners. Lose confidence in the dollar, and so they demand a higher interest rate. If you can get the interest rate to go over 5%, it's what we found out was in the last bottom, that 10 or 12% was interesting, but when it got to 14%, that was even more interesting, and then when it started to get up to 16, and maybe it could be going to 18%, that even got more interesting. So this is a case where you could drop this, and what gets interesting now could get more interesting if foreigners won't buy the treasuries, because the only solution that the market has to make them happy is to pay them a higher interest rate to compensate for the risk. So it's something that's waiting in the wings, okay? And then the question is to whether you could have a sharp decline in government bonds for a better buy point really relates to the fact that you could have a speculative surge in hard assets, because the rise in hard assets, which I quoted, hard assets increasing in dollar terms implies that the dollar is declining in terms of what an outsider would want to pay. And that all speaks for the point that with the extra 4 months, and then for the gold, it's like going to be another 5 months, that there is always the opportunity for a rising gold to imply, if gold rises substantially, or all the hard assets rise substantially, then you're going to have a drop in the dollar, and the drop in the dollar means that they're going to have a rise in the treasury bill rate, the treasury securities rates, and so you could easily get what I showed on my chart for the interest rates about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and that is that there's going to be a spike up in the yield on long-term treasury bonds. And if you spike it up, it's like the spike that you had in the FAGEX at the recent low, and that is that it never stays there very long. It could be at 12%, and then it goes, to 14%, you see 14%, you see 15%, and then you wait 2 weeks later, and the opportunity is all gone. So it's something you just sort of wait on, and then see if it'll pop. And what we think is that you got enough time to get if it's going to, interest rates are going to, if they're going to pop, they're going to pop more or less where the end of the intermediate T3 is, not here. Okay, but it's worthwhile watching because there's this very narrow window of opportunity for, there's a potential for a narrow window of opportunity in the 5 to 5.5% area. And since FAGEX yields 6%, anytime you could get yields to come up for much higher quality bonds at a rate over 5%, maybe, you know, push it up there, he says, relative to what people, what the market is giving you for low quality bonds that are supposed to be high income producers, you would want to flip that over. In fact, what you would do is you would actually buy some, if you see it pop up, you'd buy some treasury bonds at the expense of the FAGEX, okay, and you'd gradually change it over because you're still looking for the toppy pattern. The toppy pattern is the entry to the bear market. But before you, because if you were looking down at the best at FAGEX in the last low, it was the opportunity that told you that the double bottom was. You didn't know about the turn on the upside. You had to take that on faith. So that's how that works out. And plus, the pattern looks very bullish for FAGEX. Now, if you come up to the top picture here, in which we look at the confidence indicator, you notice that the green line, because that you've had a breakout here. So what happened is that the confidence indicator came up, then it looked like it was bad coming down into the summer, and then we started up here, and the summer is now you know it's gone up, but it's broken out. So technically, that's considered to be it's a real plus factor on that one. So in the present case, the confidence indicator says people are very confident. It may be misguided confidence, but that's what happened. If you look at the last market top, you could see that there was that people started getting overly confident in this time period, and you have to deal with that. But you know, things are okay. All right, so the confidence is there's no hidden. That these will detect that the people are confident, and people go around saying they're not confident, but the market says that they are confident as far as the preference between the high yield and the high safety bonds. Okay, so that's all we're going to talk about there today on that point, and we'll keep that in mind, and we'll follow up with it in due course. That's the end of the section. After the break, we'll be back to talk about the precious metals type investments.